surveillance monitoring. Alpha 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. Can I get a quick radio check, please?
4, HKX, I hear you.
I'm down here on Lake Harville, down at Sadler's Creek. And apparently this thing's working okay. How's my audio?
You got some noise with you, but I can read you perfectly clear. Little light, but all good.
Conditioning in a camper running in the background, and that's probably the background sound you had. Plus, I had the TV blasting away. So how's that now?
You still got some white noise with you, but like I said, you're perfectly readable. No problem at all understanding what you're saying.
Roger. Good enough. Well, I'm on that 857 and on that ATOS on the back of my truck.
Cool. It's sounding good.
So, you headed home or? Matter of fact, you ought to be headed home by now.
At the house. I'm on my base station.
You're sounding good.
I'd hope so, as much work as me and a couple other guys have put into it.
You're definitely making it in. Loud and clear. You're blowing me off down here.
What's the camper doing?
Far so good. I gotta learn to cook on the oven. I just nearly burnt a pizza.
Gas stoves cook a little quicker than the electric stoves.
It's been almost 40 years since I've used a gas stove. And I had forgotten that fact. But boy, they do a good job, don't they?
Roger that. That's what we use at the house, is gas stove.
Get gas out at the house, but I just don't want to have one of those tanks sitting out there.
I use the tank. I got a 400-gallon tank sitting out back.
A little bit last year trying to heat that place, didn't it?
Bad. Can't remember what it was we spent in gas last year. I just had the bigger tank installed, so it's a little hard to tell. So I'm not sure how much we spent on it, but I don't remember it being too bad.
In fact, I think it was a couple of years ago. My kids were just raising cane because they had gone from about, what did it do, honey, $2? It went from about $2 a gallon to $3 just in one season, and then it went up even more than that after a while.
Gas is going to be expensive this year, I'm sure of that.
Well, I'm going to try to check into the net tonight with this thing and see how it does after dark. Matter of fact, I'm going to try to hit a little HF. I'm receiving well. I just don't know how well I'm doing on the transmit. So, appreciate the radio check, bud, and I appreciate you coming back to me. 73,
KN4,
VWA. I'm out of here.
Okay. Well, just so you know, you're getting a little more static with you on that last transmission than you did prior. But like I said, you're still perfectly readable, so I don't think you'll have a problem checking in. KO4, HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 73.
4, FDU Mobile, and monitoring.
Mobile.
To you, mobile and monitoring.
SJC, we got a copy, go ahead.
Hey, this is Richard, KJ4FTU, headed to work.
Yeah, the call sign is November 4, Sierra Juliet Charlie. Steven, go ahead.
But hopefully you're not on 85 southbound between White Horse and Malden Road.
I'm on Verde and Lawrence, turning right, head down to downtown.
Your accident just passed exit 44 and southbound 85 looks like it's a standstill all the way up. So far I'm at Augusta Road and I'm still seeing traffic stop.
Fine. How's the audio on this handheld? Is there any white noise?
White noise. You're
comfortable though. I'm from out of town. QTH home is Columbia here for the week. Just on a little HT 5 water with a mag mat on top.
This repeater has a really good broadcast area.
What's another frequency I should have no problem with on this handheld? 940 or 820?
146790 is the Anderson repeater. It's over on, what is that? It's over near the North Carolina border, over just above Pickens County.
Then to the 610 goes into my Echo Link. So what is this, Paris Mountain?
820 machine. This one is Caesar Head. It's up on Caesar's Head.
QSL, yeah. That's right. I get them backwards. Caesar's Head and Paris Mountain, I get mixed up. Yep. Okay, I'm on Lawrence and Woodruff, QSL.
I'm up to Lawrence and traffic southbound on 85. I'm headed northbound. It's still backed up. I don't know if it's backed all the way up to Woodruff Road. It looks like it's backing up to Lawrence Road because I see some movement as I'm coming up to it. But it's stopping.
Be careful, we'll say 73s to you, and hopefully you don't have much traffic. No traffic this way, but nice for the short QSO, and be safe out there. N4SJC, back to you on your final.
NJC, KK4FTU, you do the same, because it's a jungle out there. No, I'll probably run into some issues between Woodruff and 14, but hopefully not.
You Chad out here, have you? KO4, what's Chad? EUA?
There's been a couple others on, but one of them was at his home, QTH, and the other one was out on down on Hartwood campground.
Okay. Well, have yourself a good evening there. Appreciate you coming back to the call. N4SJC, we're clear.
Be safe out there, KK4FTU, mobile and monitoring.